Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in today, tomorrow. And remember, there will be a best of the week with Alex Jones' adventures from the DNC, already making national news all over the place. I think it was Inside Edition, not Extra, that was coming over today, but I'm not quite sure. He was on Russia Today. We aired that clip. He broke through on MSNBC for about 40 minutes, chanting 9/11 was an inside job, and Infowars.com. Of course, he had that altercation with Michelle Malkin. And it's so funny. I'm sitting here, and I'm reading some of these bloggers, and Mashable.com is calling Alex a, you know, not only did he call for a death, but he's an ultra left wing hardcore leftist. And he was there to levitate the mint. No, he wasn't. He was walking through the crowd. Now, none of us are dumb enough to dress up like wizards and think we're going to levitate the mint. No, he was trying to get press attention to the monster that is Michelle Malkin, somebody who literally calls for internment camps for Americans, someone who literally lies about the soldiers killing innocent animals and people, unfortunately. I mean, you know, some of the people over there are lost folks. They're shoot to kill anything. They enjoy it. It's sick. Okay, and this little propagandist gets confronted by Alex, and then her little neocon bloggers run over. One of them has a ridiculous Black Panther Obama hat. He really looks like he needs to be backhanded. And, you know, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle. Alex is saying kill Michelle Malkin. No, he wasn't. Basically, he was calling her out on her nonsense. I want to take this opportunity to thank our great sponsor at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, and they are the best storable food people in the business. I mean, you can literally get your grocery bill for a year cut in half and have peace of mind just in case of a disaster. Man, with the way Paul Craig Roberts was talking today, I guess you'd be lucky enough to use your storable food if this Russia attack goes down. Literally talking about what seemed like global Armageddon. It was gross. You can call eFoods Direct at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And in a country right now where, you know, they ration rice and grain in some places, you can only get so many bags. It's pretty wild. And, you know, these people will sell you what you need to survive in case of an emergency. It's eFoodsDirect.com. You can call them again at 1-800-409-5633. And we're going to be joined now by Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com to get his take on the DNC and how things are going down there. Bob, are you with us?
I am with you.
How you doing today, sir?
Pretty good. I guess that the Democrats are fighting among themselves, and I'm sure the Republicans will do the same. However, wherever you've got power going on, there's always somebody who wants to get a leg up. And Hillary let everybody know she was mad at her husband for hurting her chances for the nomination.
Did she say that in the speech last night? I didn't catch her speech, but
some of their close associates said that, and I guess Bill was up in way some way up in the gallery. I didn't see it, but you know, it's all a show. As we know, the candidates will be what the illuminists behind the scenes want them to be and who they will be, and us sheeple will get to vote for them. In fact, I cover that in briefly in today's International Forecaster. And so I think what we got to aim at Congress in this next election, and with the exception of a few people, get rid of them all. We don't need them. Well, let's get some new people in there, some ladies and gentlemen who want to really represent their constituents and not the banking sector or Wall Street or corporate America.
Well, I want to talk about that on the other side. I think a good test to see if we'll be able to actually do that is whether we can elect Cindy Sheehan or not. If we can get Sheehan in office over Pelosi, I think there might be hope that others may take her lead and run for Congress, not on behalf of the special interests, but on behalf of we the people. We'll be back after this. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea! And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the Tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in for Alex. Remember, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv and chips out September 1st. It is my latest, my greatest, and I think in the next segment we will play the Israeli operatives chapter, or I'm sorry, trailer. And right now we have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com on with us, and we were just discussing, you know, how we need to get rid of 90-plus percent of the congressional members in this country, the House. Let's get rid of the House. And I was saying, you know, a good test to see if we're willing to do that is if we can get Cindy Sheehan in there. I mean, a woman who has literally sacrificed one of her sons overseas in this war, has been relentless in the last, I'd say, what has it been, like 5-6 years in trying to end this war. And she's come out for 9/11 truth, folks. She's very smart. She's very hip. She's very savvy in what she says. What do you think, Bob?
I think that would be terrific, and I think you're right. I think if it looked like she had a real shot at it, I think even in this election, it would encourage people to get rid of the likes of Pelosi and other parts of the country and all of the rest of them to continue to get reelected because they have the funds to do so and then don't represent their constituency. They go right to the Illuminus and get their payoff, which is campaign contributions and all the favors that are supplied to their friends, corporate friends, and personal friends, and they vote the way they're told to vote.
And let's stop there for just 1 second. You just said special interests, and they go right to the Illuminus. A congressman makes somewhere, what, between like 80 G's and 120 G's a year. And do you really think that you can win a congressional seat on that? Of course not. You're owned by your corporate masters, correct, Bob?
Exactly. And I think the way to handle that is everybody who runs for the House and Senate is allotted so much money that they can use. And
I agree.
Let's be arbitrarily, let's say, $5 million. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And so that means that someone who has piles of money available, whether it's personal or not, cannot go into a campaign and spend $50 million. They have to campaign on the issues. And that's it.
It would be an amazing thing. It would really be the first step in my eyes at restoring the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, I think we really have to take the special interest money out of it, because like you said, when there's no cap on it, it's kind of like, you know, they're the Yankees and we're the Brewers. You know what I'm saying? We don't have a shot to even make the playoffs, but they can just buy any pitcher, catcher, anything they need. And if you can run, you know, a $50 million campaign for somebody else, and the other candidate can spend $500,000, gee, I wonder who's going to win.
Well, I was certainly borne out recently, in recent years, by Corzine in New Jersey. He just poured enormous amounts of money into the campaign. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not what democracy is about. And it's got to be stopped. And of course, you have a segment of Congress that may not be purchased, but they are compromised because they have unusual personal lifestyles or have had before.
And wait, let me stop you right there. Unusual personal lifestyles does not begin to tell people what these guys are into. Last night, I spent most of my time scanning in Alex's Bohemian Grove annals so I can put it into PDF format and throw it in my next film, Invisible Empire. And we're talking not only the owl god, the cremation of care ceremony, but guys in drag everywhere. I mean, it seems like this is like their most fun thing to do is get dressed up in drag and pretend they're a Broadway star, Bob. What's up with that?
Well, they call them cross-dressers, and they've been around for a long time, and many of them practice pedophilia. Mm-hmm. And other things that most people in society don't do. And when they get into Congress, the powers behind Congress, if they know that, and they usually do, will approach them and say, look, you know, if you don't want anybody to know that you chase little girls or little boys or whatever, then I think you ought to vote for this issue and that issue and this issue and that issue.
And case in point there is like a guy like Tom Foley, who's actually heading up like the government CPS department. He's on TV saying, we're going after these predators, we're going to make sure that they pay. And then it comes out that he's, and I'm sure it was a lot more hardcore than what just came out in the mainstream media, but he is giving, quote-unquote, inappropriate texts to his 16-year-old page at a high school, his male page, mm-hmm. by the way. You know, so the guy at the top who's supposed to be protecting children from predators is preying on children, Bob.
It's tragic. And, you know, America today has lost their moorings. People shrug their shoulders and say, what can I do about it? Or what do I care? Or let them do what they want. And, you know, these sort of people really shouldn't be handling responsible positions, because most people in society don't do those kind of things. And if they knew it, I think that they might be hesitant to vote for them.
I would hope so. Because another thing that really, really bothers me about the Illuminists, this elitist organization, is that many of them pose as Christian conservatives with a happy family. They believe in Jesus Christ. And the people that follow them are often, you know, just mindless Christians. They go to church. They think their church tells them the truth. They think that George Bush worships Jesus Christ. And then you find out that these guys, and I'm not a religious guy, I just can't stand the deception, that these guys are into the occult, like the exact opposite.
Satanic.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, one of the outstanding figures of Satanism, and most people don't know it, is George Soros.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Why don't you go into that?
Oh,
I know
absolutely.
He's a billionaire, and I know he's a globalist, but I didn't know he was into Luciferianism.
Oh, yes. And, you know, when he lived in Eastern Europe during the 1940s and the Germans came in, mm-hmm. He hid his identity. and went to work with the Germans, confiscating the assets of Jewish people. And that's probably about as low as you can get, in as much as he was Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Well, these
and
people
so
know
what he's doing is he's pulling the chain on all of his co-religionists, you know, getting them sent off the camps, and they would either work to death or whatever happened. They died, most of them. And here he's running around splitting the tank with the Gestapo, and it's sickening. And here today, he is the one, through his non-governmental organizations, NGOs as they're known, he's the one who 10 years ago, with his Open Society funds and funds from the UN, infiltrated all these former Soviet Union countries, such as Ukraine and Georgia and many others.
Mm-hmm.
And they infiltrated, they wormed their way into those governments and took control of them. I mean, this guy, the one from Georgia.
Oh, Saakashvili.
That's it, Saakashvili. I'm not good on linguistics today. And I speak five languages, too. You'll have to excuse me.
Hey, that's okay.
But anyway, he was trained for years. In fact, Saakashvili was at the Davos International Business Gathering.
And for those that don't know what Davos is, it's along the same lines of Bilderberg and these elitist meetings that nobody hears about. Correct, Bob?
Exactly. And he's there with George Soros. So they were lining this guy up for years. And now the failure of what they did, they're blaming on him. Whether he was the cause of it remains to be seen, but I don't think so. It was, again, another poor planning event, both by Brzezinski as well as the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, anything. These are truly the guys that can't shoot straight. I mean, they can't do anything right. I mean, they had over 1,000 Blackwater advisors, over 1,000 Israeli advisors who have been training them for a long time. They've been giving them munitions for over 5 years, and they set up this attack, and then they get defeated. And another thing, too, is that they had to have thought that the Russians were going to run in terror and or not participate. Say, oh, we're sorry. You guys can come in here and take this over. But they underestimated Mr. Putin and their new president. And so they turned around and kicked their butts for them. In fact, the Georgians just ran in terror because they expected a laydown, and that's not what happened.
I don't know how they could have actually expected a laydown. Do you think that was because of, you know, all the NATO forces that have surrounded Russia in the previous years? Do you think that maybe it was the United States kind of in their ear going, well, you know, you go take South Ossetia, maybe you'll be a part of NATO right after that. That would be a strong showing. And they did it, and then they just got burnt.
Well, it was psychopolitical warfare, which Brzezinski is very good at, probably among the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he blew it. It's as simple as that, just like the White House and the neocons in America, they blew Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a total cluster of mistakes, and you all know what I'm saying. And finally, the Iraqis are saying, please, get out of here. I mean, everything you touch falls down.
Their puppet dictator that they installed.
But that's all good for us, Jason, because that put their plan for world government back 50, maybe 30 to 50 years.
I hope it's
100
years.
And so that's terrific. But the point is that they picked on the wrong junkyard dog, and that is Mr. Putin. And they changed their whole attitude. You know, I spent a long time spying on Russia during the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are not dumb.
Yeah,
they
the KGB
very, very
and FSB are pretty intelligent.
Pardon me?
I said the FSB and the KGB seem to be pretty on the ball. We'll come back to Bob Chapman after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInternationalForecaster.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 27, 2008. Gold opened at $828.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $853.36, $420.58 for half ounce, and $210.29 for quarter ounce. That's $853.36, $420.58, and $210.29.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back. Country was strong.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. I want to remind people that Alex and myself will be in New York City on September 10th to show Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising, and then we will be down at Ground Zero on September 11th talking to people, and there's events on the following weekend. Bob, I kind of want to get into your intelligence service. It's something we really haven't talked to too much on the show. I guess that myself and others out there probably have preconceived notions about it by what we've seen in movies and Hollywood and television and even what's on the History Channel and Discovery Channel. What was it like all those years when you were spying on the Russians?
Well, it was just like any other job. And most of what I did was in communications counterintelligence. And so I wasn't running around with a cloak and one of those big black hats and a dagger and a gun, because I didn't do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in communications, and we would intercept all of the things that the Russians and what was then the East Germans and the Poles and one of the reasons I'm so familiar with so many of these regions is we would go in and we would listen in and copy the transmissions of the NKVD or the KGB or some mechanized army unit that was stationed in Georgia or outside Warsaw or wherever. We did a lot of work with the units in the Caucasus.
Mm-hmm.
We copied the mainline diplomatic operator out of Moscow. And we had great success in breaking their codes, but I rather suspect that they were equally as proficient as we were. And that's basically what I did. But it was enormous education, because the amount of and kind of information we came across was very unusual. And we learned how to back into things that you wouldn't be able to find out what they were doing otherwise. And in other words, if there's a train coming from that direction carrying cement and there's one coming from the other direction carrying steel and they're both going to Vladivostok, obviously they're going to build something.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out what.
Absolutely. So I got to ask you, what is the most bizarre, crazy thing that you did come across that you can talk about?
Well, this is a funny story. We were in our center in the city that I was in at the time, and it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians came through in clear text, and they started telling us our names, our ranks, where we were from, and on and on and on.
Oh my God.
And they were all drunk. And because, you know, the thing got, they all spoke English.
Uh-huh.
And the thing all got messed up, but because they were drunk. And they all, we found out later, were reprimanded and were reduced in rank. And some of them were put in jail for doing what they did. But they let us know how successful their counterintelligence was in Western Germany.
So they basically said, your cover's blown. We know exactly who you are.
Exactly, which means they had spies all over the place.
Wow.
And so there wasn't a heck of a lot that we didn't know. Now, we had people who were with the CIA in Russia, but certainly not in the numbers that obviously the Russians had in Western Germany. I mean, wow. It was incredible. I mean, we just stood there with our mouths open. And, of course, we weren't drinking. We were sober. And it was just an incredible experience.
I mean, that's got to be pretty unnerving, right? I mean, do you think I better get out of here? I mean, do you immediately...
No, that didn't bother me at all, Jason.
Really?
You know, when you're young and you're well-trained, you know, you like to mix it up. And, you know, anybody that gets into that kind of situation will tell you that. And one of the people who did the same kind of work that I did was Porter Goss, who became... later, head of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah, just a few years ago, he also headed up the first congressional investigation into 9/11 with Bob Graham. He's a lifelong intelligence guy, isn't he?
Yes, and he came out of the same learning surroundings that I did. And then in the State Department, we had Peter Galbraith, who worked there for, I guess, probably about 35 years, and his father was John Kenneth Galbraith, the economist.
Very interesting stuff, Bob. We got to come back on the other side, though, and we're going to take your phone calls for Bob Chapman and myself. InternationalForecaster.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, live DNC feed, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Good news for you Alex Jones fanatics. It looks like we're going into overdrive past 4 hours today. And we might just have a special little interview for you straight from the DNC there. I don't want to preclude what's going to happen, but definitely going to have a special guest on in the final segment in overdrive. And if you missed my Paul Craig Roberts interview earlier today, I mean, he really thinks that this could lead to a nuclear altercation like no other, one where, I mean, the United States is physically wiped out and the majority of us are killed. It was pretty gloom and doom. I'll get Bob Chapman's take on that in a moment. Before we go to that and to your calls, what's your take on a guy like Porter Goss? You know, a lifelong intelligence guy, like I said, heads up the congressional investigation into 9/11, becomes CIA head. I think it was less than a year he actually held the position. But what interests me about him becoming the head of the CIA is that Michael Moore's people actually got an interview with him for Fahrenheit 9/11, that they didn't put most of it in. But he actually says that, well, I'm really not qualified to be the head of the CIA. I don't even know how to run email. I can barely use the Internet. I really don't have the today skills that the head of the CIA would need to be. And then, of course, he gets named head of the CIA, so Moore plays that clip on Jay Leno. What is your take on a guy like Goss?
Well, I think that he spent his early years with the agency in Central and South America working against Cuba. Mm-hmm. And so his perspective probably was relatively narrow. And but I think that in his experience, he decided to go along with the program. He didn't get out of it. And as you know, the Iran-Contra episode was drugs for guns.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a major drug running operation. And for those of you who have not read into that, there's a book called Compromise that was written a number of years ago that really explains it in detail from by someone who was involved in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really Goss's background. It wasn't a administrative type of background. And I think people who run agencies of any kind, they're better off training and working inside and working up within that structure rather than being pulled out of the field. It's two different lifestyles. And I think probably that's what he was trying to say. I'll tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
In intelligence work, I never ran into anybody who was dumb. And maybe Goss didn't have the tools to run the CIA because he'd never been involved in administration, so to speak. But that doesn't mean he wasn't good at what he did in undercover work throughout Latin America.
No, he seemed to be very successful at what he did. And, you know, he's still around today, and they still put him into positions of power, and he's still kind of a talking head here and there. So, obviously, he's kind of maintained a relationship with these guys.
Well, yeah, it's been his whole life. And it's just like mine, business and finance and social and political issues have been things that I've worked in and talked about for many years. I consider investment part of a mosaic, and a lot of what happens in investment and where you go and what you do is based on psychopolitical warfare. And when you can see things that are developing like you referred to just now in relation to what Paul Craig Roberts had to say in your program and when he and I were on recently, and that is what is happening today in regard to Russia, is extraordinarily important. It's a major move by the Illuminous powers to put Russia in its place, and it's not working. And at the same time, they know that they're not going to be able to save the financial system, and they want a diversion. And the diversion is another Cold War and conflict here and there, like in Kosovo and Georgia and perhaps the Ukraine and other places. And then again, we'll have a bona fide enemy, and that enemy in this case will be Russia, may even be China as well.
So your analysis is like rainbows and sunshine compared to what Paul Craig Roberts was saying this morning. He thinks we're on the brink of a nuclear war and not one of these. He specifically said not one of these kid nuclear weapons, but if they launch a nuclear attack, he said that they would launch one to hit Washington and kill everybody from Boston to Atlanta. I mean, he was hardcore today, Bob.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that, and what I'm just saying to you previously, mm-hmm. That was just a warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians mean business.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've told them is we're going to put all kinds of armament and offensive weapons around you so that you can't do anything. And we're going to isolate you, and you better like it. And Russia's saying, no, we don't like it, and we're going to fight back. And if the Western European cities argue, we'll shut off all your gas in the middle of winter, and you'll freeze. We'll blow all your cities in Western Europe and your military installations up. And if we have to use nuclear weapons, we'll use them all over the United States. And, yes, we know we're going to pay a price for that. But we didn't start this thing, you did, and we're not going to lay down for you. So Paul Craig Roberts is right. It could get there. It is probable, not just possible.
That's insane. I mean, that is just, that's, I don't know, that's another level of depressing for me. Let's take some calls, Bob. Let's jump to Fred in Philly. Fred, what's on your mind? Fred, you there? All right, if we drop Fred, let's go.
Probably depressed him.
Well, I mean, like I said, you couldn't get more depressing than that first segment. I mean, I was literally like, well, so what's going to happen? I mean, are we talking about a new conscription force, a new manned army? He's like, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you wake up and there are cities gone, that most of America is dead. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, that's craziness to me. But, you know, this is a guy who's been around for, you know, 40 plus years, is very smart. His recent articles for Counterpunch have been really pulling no punches. And he's come out a little stronger for 9/11 Truth recently. And really, I hear some of the background stuff when he's talking to Alex off the air. He's a smart guy. All right, let's go to Fred. Fred, what's on your mind? He did just drop? Okay, great. Let's go to Elliot in Ohio then. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Hey, am I there?
Yes.
Hey, so I'd like to talk about what Mr. Chapman was talking about, and you were talking about bohemian societies mixed in with politics. Now, the thing is, like, when people give a lot of animosity towards the pagan community and Aleister Crowley, like, that they're not getting the full picture. These people are selfish, devious animals, and let's face it. But when you look into the writings that they study, they have misinterpreted their whole philosophies and their religion. I mean, in the Book of the Law of Aleister Crowley, do what thou wilt should be the whole of the law. The study of the book is forbidden. It is wise to destroy this copy after the first reading. Whoever so disregards this does so at his own risk and peril. These are most dire. Those who discuss the contents of this book are to be shunned by all as centuries of pestilence. All questions of the law are to be decided only by appeal to my writings, each for himself. Each for himself, not for a priesthood, not for a satanic priest, a ruler, a leader. No, each for himself. There is no law beyond do with that will. Love is the law, love under will. And then when people give him crass for killing 120 children, they're also misinterpreting.
You're talking about Crowley right now? Crowley,
yeah,
killing 100? Well, just before you get to that part, I want people to know that the Book of the Law is a book that he wrote that he was supposedly channeled by separate deities, entities, demons, whatever you want to call them, correct?
Yeah, he took his wife to Egypt back in 1903. He partook in a ritual, and yes, according to him, he was. He got the deity Horus, the deity Nuit, the deity Hadith, Nuit, the sky goddess, Hadith, the earth god, and Horkrat, or Horus, Book of the Warring Child, the three books for the three deities.
So your basic point, though, is that these guys don't even follow their own occultic beliefs?
No, they aren't. And here, like in chapter 12, Crowley even states that he wouldn't like, if he was still alive, he wouldn't like what they're doing today. In chapter 12, it's the chapter that all the people that say he's a child killer for like killing 120 people. No, he was partaking in a sex magic ritual with his partner. He had sex 120 times with his partner, and he sacrificed, in a sense, children, so that, and it was pretty much, he was pretty much saying, I didn't get her.
All right, Elliot, I thank you for the call. That's an interesting interpretation. I'm not going to sit here and defend Aleister Crowley in any way, shape, or form. I have some kind of, I don't know whether you're a paganist or maybe you're into those kind of Wiccan beliefs. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're totally against them, but I don't think Crowley was a good guy. I mean, I've studied into it. Didn't both of his kids wind up dead, you know, under really mysterious circumstances? So, you know, and if you've seen, like, the writings from the Book of the Law, they're kind of, like, all over the place. I guess they're made to look like he was being channeled by other beings. You got any comments on Crowley, Mr. Chapman?
I've read a great deal about him, and his thought process lurks at the base of what Illuminism is. Mm-hmm. And it's the sort of thing that the black nobility in Europe have been involved in for centuries. And he wrote a book about it. And had he not, we wouldn't have known his thoughts and the thoughts of many others who shared his viewpoint, and which to me is just pure Satanism. And like yourself, I don't have anything good to say about him.
I find it surprising when people do. And, you know, I think that these guys do their own flavor of whatever feels good. That's what the ultimate root of Luciferianism is, do as thou wilt. So they're probably, no matter, you know, what writings, teachings they've learned, no matter what secret societies they're in and, you know, what level they are in Masonry or Knights Templar or any of these organizations, you know, I think it comes down to the bottom line that in their brain, and that this goes for the majority of them that are in power, they do what they want, and that it doesn't matter who's in the lane. The ends justifies the means, and the ends are for them. It's not for humanity. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, what's on your mind?
Congratulations to you, Jason, on your film. This is Elizabeth Border from The Divided Kingdom, the other GCN program that's on in the evenings. And I really originally called in to talk to Rosalind Peterson about the chemtrails, but it all fits together. And as Bob knows, I've interviewed him various times, and I have great respect for his incisive mind and his judgment. And what occurs to me, I'm very glad that you both brought up the Bohemian Grove situation. And I believe this is really, as Bob said, what lurks at the bottom of the Illuminist ideology. It really is a Satanism. And I think for that reason, what I wanted to say, I do hope that people, this is not self-serving. I get no money really from this at all. I hope that people will go to Radio Liberty and get my books paid with much, much more information than weather modification. Again, I think there's an underbelly to this. And from my book, one of the little facts that shows all of this is a global plan, there was the fact that the chemtrail springs of the Croatian town of Rijeka, R-Y-I-K-A, Bob, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, the springs there started the next day after Croatia entered the Partnership for Peace. So this writer observing this concluded that NATO is the executive branch of the real chemtrail spraying operation. And I want to make one other point. There really are chemtrails. There is no conspiracy because Dennis Kucinich introduced a bill in 2001 called the Space Preservation Act 2977. It listed chemtrails as one of the space weapons. But you know what happened sometime later? As Bob says, sometimes these people get messages, they've gone too far. That word was removed. So I want to commend you both for what you're doing, and of course, Alex Jones for what he's doing. I have been following him since June the 2nd, 2003. That was the first time I ever turned on Alex. And what do you think, guys, he was talking about? How the elite of the world kill the children, torture them, and so forth and so on. And from that day on, I knew part of my destiny had to be to speak out against the evil. So thank you both. Bob, I hope one day I'll interview you again. Thank you, Jason. I look forward to your film.
All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And, yeah, I mean, when I started to come to that realization that these guys were into not only torture and bizarre rituals but child killing, I mean, read the Franklin cover-up. Go check out Conspiracy of Silence online. It'll take you 45 minutes. It's ultra-sickening. But, yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm in this. I mean, if your heart is dark enough to take advantage of a child, your heart is dark enough to do just about anything, and it is very, very, very disturbing. Bob, what is your take on the chemtrail issue? We had Rosalind Peterson on for an hour. She is very cautious to not use that word, but use weather modification and then the actual metals that are found from this weather modification. What's your take?
Well, I think that they're using it to influence disease upon people and to control things within our atmosphere, stratosphere. And I think they've been doing it all over the world. I travel and you see them in Europe, you see them in South America, Central America, Mexico, Canada. So it's a process which is ongoing, and they're not doing it for nothing. And so whatever scientists say that they are doing, they are.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And, you know, they're just going to keep it under wraps and keep denying and keep denying. And then when they reveal, as they're doing partially now, saying it's a NASA program to stop global warming, it'll be to save us. even though it's sitting there.
After they poisoned us.
Exactly. After we've ingested it and, you know, cancer's gone up another 35% and respiratory illness has gone up and our immunity to certain things is no longer there. They'll say, oh, well, we're helping you because otherwise the planet would be too hot. By the way, have you paid your carbon credits this month? It's absolute and complete insanity, total acclimation. And it just shows how easy it is to trick the American sheeple into just not paying attention and denying its existence. It's so easy once the main line says this doesn't exist for other people to parrot that same line no matter how much evidence is right in your face. All right, let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason and Bob. How y'all doing today? And great to speak with you. Jason?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I wait to the other side?
Well, get out the question and then we'll take you on the other side. Go ahead.
Yeah, been speaking this morning kind of as the main theme of this show about the danger of nuclear war spreading to this country from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen as far as the Bush administration, their operations have gone flawlessly since the day that they came in.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Infowars.com, Prison Planet.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infections? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your
right. Oh, Lord, now.
Get up, stand up.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And we had Mark from Oregon on the line saying that the Bush plan has really gone flawlessly. I'm going to have to get back to that later in the show when we take some more calls. And, Bob, I got to thank you and move on because Alex is on the line. The InternationalForecaster.com, Bob Chapman. You do an amazing job. You're on here all the time. Might see you even before the end of the week. Give out the website one more time, Bob.
TheInternationalForecaster.com.
All right.
TheInternationalForecaster.com.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be talking to you soon. All right, we now have Alex Jones on the line straight from the DNC in Denver. Remember, we're streaming live video from Infowars.com right now. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hey, I'm in a diner. We're having to squeeze everything in, so I'm there's a lot of background noise. Am I transmitting to you well?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, here's the deal. Did you get the word and have you made the announcement that we're going to be interviewing Ralph Nader live at 3 o'clock Central when you go into overdrive?
Well, I said that we would have a special guest, but you just dropped who it was. Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, they called us and said, do you want to interview Ralph Nader? I've also been invited to the big event tonight or with all these folks, perhaps to speak. I've got to go meet with Nader in the next hour, but I didn't even try to get into it, so that's great. We'll see if that happens. If so, tonight we're going to have live video feeds for you as long as this system holds up. The problem is I continue, when I'm shooting camera, pulling the firewire out of the camera. We finally discovered that if you wiggle it, it knocks you off live. But, you know, this technology is in its infancy. By next year, it'll be the size of a cigarette lighter. Right now, it's a big laptop and equipment, a bunch of wires and batteries. But we're going to go into overdrive in an hour and 5 minutes. I want you to do 30 minutes of overdrive or however long, Jason, it takes.
Of course.
For us to continue. And so just you jump in any time. You'll hear us setting up. You'll hear us right at 2:10 or so doing the interview. I'm going to have the cell phone open so John Harmon can fade that up if the Justin TV live video feed goes down. And so I want you guys, at your discretion, but with John Harmon on his end, I need John to, well, actually, I know we'll be switching from that network now to Paul Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
Has Paul, our new IT guy, shown up yet for the next hour overdrive?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, yeah, folks, we don't have any time. We're strategizing on air here, totally transparent. Okay, good. Then actually, I need him to pull up or you to pull up on your computer. So I wish we had the buzz out of my laptop in there.
Well, the problem with your laptop actually today, Alex, is that I need an administration password to get on it, and I've been using my laptop. So I can't even get on your laptop right now unless you got the password.
Well, the password is right there on the main screen when it comes up.
Oh.
So I'll give you the password off air.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Oh, God, it never ends.
It does never end.
What, there's only one IT guy there right now?
Yeah, Paul's the only one here right now.
Well, if you ask people about that, you can get that fixed.
Okay, well,
okay,
he just came in 15 minutes ago, so I just got to make sure.
Okay, well, call the other person.
You got it.
Anyways, the point is here, ladies and gentlemen, you're in the middle of the war room here. I want you to be fading up the Justin TV live audio feed for folks at Infowars.com at 3 o'clock Central.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go live with Ralph Nader. You'll also have my cell phone feed there for you to get that as well. Okay, so you'll have two feeds, cell phone. So I will need you guys to have me on the phone system there queued up.
Uh-huh.
And I gave these orders earlier, but I just wanted to make sure that everything was straightened out so we can do this, and I appreciate you doing it, Jason.
Yep, no problem.
We really appreciate you. It's a lot of bedlam going on here, but we will be. In fact, I need the guys to IM me just the number I'm supposed to call in on for backups here. I'm going to be busy setting up a live shoot, you know, with Ralph Nader. For this interview. So it's going to go out on the radio. It's going to go out on Justin TV. It's going to go out on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's going to go out everywhere in overdrive, at least 30 minutes of overdrive, with Ralph Nader, with Jason Burmes there riding shotgun. So I appreciate you, Jason. This Michelle Malkin stuff's getting crazy. Did you see the Inside Edition TV crew live feed?
Not yet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.